Mia is a 12-year-old girl from Southern California who likes eating fish tacos and obsessing over boys. Her parents call her by her Vietnamese name, Mai, but she doesn't have much of a connection to their homeland. That is, until she accompanies her grandmother back to Vietnam to find out what happened to her grandfather in the war with the United States. Mia is the main character in the new novel, Listen Slowly. It's a story for young readers from National Book Award winner Tang Ha Lai, and it begins when Mia's grandmother feels a glimmer of hope about her long-lost husband.
This summer, she gets a letter saying that he might be alive or we might have more information about him. So she wants to go to Vietnam, and it will be the first time she'd be going back since the war ended in 1975, and she needs someone to accompany her. And Mai's parents just volunteer and say, here you go.
And it's off she goes. You have nothing else to do.
Absolutely nothing. So she is not happy. She complains, but mostly in her head because she knows better than to say these things out loud. And at some point, she gets a little bit more bearable and learn a little bit about herself and everyone else in Vietnam. But before that, we're going to get a very grumpy 12-year-old.
Give us a little more detail about this young woman. She's 12. She's a Southern California girl.
She knows that she has a Vietnamese heritage, and she doesn't really even speak the language because her parents tried to get her to go to Vietnamese language lessons on Saturdays. They have them in Orange County, and she would just rather not. But one thing that has always tied her to the culture is her grandmother, whom she calls Ba. She loves Ba.
Was this a voice that was easy for you to channel?
You know, I just imagine myself if I were 12. And I am being raised privileged and spoiled in Laguna Beach, California. And I am eating Vietnamese food probably every weekend in Little Saigon. This is exactly how I'd be.
The voices of the other characters are so different. And so much so, I mean, you clearly acknowledge it because you set them off sometimes by using italics in the
right.
book. Why did you want to do that, to draw such a distinction?
If a line is in italics, it means they're speaking in Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
And I translate it into English so just so we can understand. And I really wanted to play with the idea of someone who understands Vietnamese but who speaks English. And, you know, when you speak another language, it's not just a matter of saying different words. Your body language is different when you speak the language. As far as I can tell, because I have a bilingual mind, it changes who you are depending on which language you're speaking.
Hmm.
And so I really wanted to bring that out. To me, that's fun to play with.
Your first book, we mentioned, won the National Book Award. It was a semi-autobiographical story about you when you were 10 years old, a girl who escapes the war in Vietnam to live in America. And you wrote that book in a series of short chapters that were more like poems.
Yes.
This book is different. It's written in a traditional narrative style. Why did you move in that direction?
I have very specific reasons for writing in prose poems for Inside Out and Back Again. You know, for years and years and years, I could never get the voice right, and I was working on this other novel. And finally, one day, I'm standing on a playground at 110th and Central Park, and suddenly all these images started coming back to me. It would be sharp, quick images like red and yellow hot dogs. And I realized, you know, I'm back inside the mind of that little girl who's standing on a playground in Montgomery, Alabama, when I first enter this country. And I thought, that's my voice. And I didn't know it was called prose poems. And I had no idea. Tons of writers have been writing like this for years. This just tells you where my brain is. I thought, that's how I'm going to convey that she's thinking in Vietnamese. Now we're on to Mai's world and Listen Slowly. She's not thinking in Vietnamese. She's thinking in snarky English. So I need sentences.
Lots of words. Long
yes.
sentences.
Lots of opinions. Lots of words.
This book is also a departure in that you're writing about a girl who is not a refugee. She was born in the U.S., and as she grows up, she's starting to make sense of where her family comes from. What did you learn about looking at Vietnam through her eyes?
Well, you know, I have nieces and nephews who were born after the war in the United States, so I know what it's like for them. To them, Vietnam is so exotic. Is this place I'm going to go backpacking through after college. And And I ask them, well, what do you know about Vietnam? And they say, well, I know that you can eat this there and you can eat that there, and I'm going to go ride elephants in the mountains. And I'm like, okay. So to me, it's just an evolution of after war. This is what happens after. It's part of the recovery process. You come to a point where a land that was so damaged becomes a land of tourism. And I see absolutely nothing wrong with that.
The book is called Listen Slowly. It's written by Thanh Ha Lai. She joined us from her studios in New York. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. It was great fun, Rachel.